You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. As technology improves, more people rely on it to help them get ahead, from navigating with turn-by-turn directions on your Maps app to navigating a career through LinkedIn. We depend on this stuff today. But if you can't see, do you get left behind? KLW's Berenice Freedom brings us this story of one Bay Area scientist who came to Berkeley nearly 30 years ago to explore the far reaches of space, but realized his unique skills could be better used to improve life for blind people.
Every morning, Dr. Joshua Mealy walks 5 blocks from his house in Berkeley to take the bus and the BART to his office at the Smith-Kettlewell Eye Research Institute. The commute to San Francisco takes about an hour, as long as no one gets in his way. In fact, most people move out of his way when they see him coming because Josh Mealy is blind. He's one of about 140,000 blind and visually impaired people in the Bay Area. Less than 3/4 of those people are employed, and only a few work in tech, like Dr. Mealy.
Hello. This is my office. Welcome.
This is where Mealy does the work he's uniquely suited to do, designing accessible technologies for the blind. Dr. Mealy directs his own innovation lab here at Smith-Kettlewell.
If you want to design a good boat, you don't ask somebody who doesn't know the first thing about sailing. Blind people must be integral to the design process, not just as users that do the testing at the end, but as designers and engineers who do the thinking at the very beginning.
He says most developers don't even think about accessibility until it's too late because so few are trained in universal design. But getting to this place in his life had its challenges. The most intense one came early on.
I grew up in New York. I was a sighted kid until I was almost 5, and then I was burned in a very, very violent act where somebody threw sulfuric acid over my head.
That's the chemical that powers car batteries. A single drop can dissolve concrete. Thankfully, specialists at a San Antonio military hospital were able to save Mealy's life, but not his eyes. His left eye is now a synthetic blue-gray, and as he speaks, the shadow of his right eye darts beneath the scar tissue that covers most of his face, all haloed by his thick, curly black hair.
My personal story is, shocking and frightening and painful, and often it's difficult for people to get past that.
Working in accessibility wasn't Mealy's plan. His dream was space science, so he studied physics and interned at NASA. But every time he took on something new, he struggled. He wasn't able to do a lot of things that sighted students took for granted, like reading a cafeteria menu or riding a bike to class. Or, more importantly, being able to use the school's scientific software, which he had to do to earn his PhD.
The first thing I had to do as a graduate student in psychoacoustics was to develop a set of sonification and tactile representation tools for this package we called MATLAB.
He says that when you have to do that much extra preparation for almost everything you take on, it gets you thinking.
I started learning more about what types of technologies were available for blind people and realizing that there wasn't enough. There wasn't enough cool stuff. And I realized that I wanted to be the one making those decisions about what access of the future would look like.
Now, after working in this field for a couple of decades, Mealy says coming up with product ideas is the easy part of his job. All he has to do is pay attention to the ways the blind community is underserved, like having to navigate this. A busy BART train station at rush hour. His solution? This.
Bus stop on the east side of San Leandro Street.
That's a LivesGrab smart pen. It's a big pen with a camera in the tip that Mealy repurposed to scan accessible BART maps that his team developed over the last decade. The pen is simple to use. You just press it against these clusters of tiny dots on the map, and it reads out extra information. It dictates things like street names and where to find escalators and which bus stops where. That makes it possible for blind people to plan their route before they get to the BART station. One of Mealy's earlier projects are these electronic gloves that look like something from a sci-fi movie. Thick red wires connect sensors on the fingers to circuit boards at the wrists. But the gloves operate wirelessly, so once they're paired with a device, a blind person can tap or type on any flat surface to send a text or open apps or answer a call.
L-A-T-E, period.
Link.
Okay.
That's the sound of Mealy using the gloves to send a text. The voice is his iPhone using accessibility software to read out whatever's on screen. Mealy runs this kind of screen reading software on all of his devices.
Main landmark heading level 1, welcome to Udescribe.
That's his laptop telling him he's on the web page of his most recent invention called Udescribe. It's a technology that addresses a core need, the ability for blind people to watch internet videos using video description. The tech isn't that new. It's been around since 1981. But it was really only done by professional production companies for large movie theaters or major TV networks. But what happens when videos start to show up everywhere online? If you're blind and you click the link to one of those videos, you'll get this.
Ooh. Hello!
That's from the movie Frozen. Here it is again, with description for the blind.
A carrot-nosed, coal-eyed snowman shuffles up to a purple flower peeping out of deep snow.
Ooh, hello!
Every day, over a billion users watch hundreds of millions of hours of YouTube videos, but only a fraction of them include video description. So, once again, Mealy's frustration led to inspiration. His lab designed a way to let sighted people create description tracks on anything YouTube hosts. You just log in, find the video you want to share, pause it at the right spots, and record yourself explaining how that internet cat just failed to squeeze itself into an impossibly small box, or whatever it is.
I'm extremely proud of what it is and the possibilities that it represents. It's a really cool technology.
At the end of the day, Mealy grabs his iPhone and his white cane and heads downstairs to walk the least hilly route to the downtown BART station. Rush hour is only beginning and the platform is packed. Mealy stops at the edge of the crowd.
It's going to be uncomfortable for you to stick close because I'm going to just basically do what a sighted person would never do.
So. He presses ahead through the wall of bodies and a path opens up before him. When the right train arrives, Mealy squeezes on board.
If you can see, you'll just wait and you'll like wait until there's an opportunity, then you'll slide through the gaps. But when you can't see those opportunities, you have to create your own.
It's a philosophy that Dr. Mealy uses to navigate his entire life. And by finding these new ways to create opportunities for himself, he's also clearing a path to success for other blind people. In San Francisco, for Cross Currents, I'm Berenice Freedom.